An Iowa City designer who specializes in museum exhibits is putting the final touches on his latest creation, a realistic portrayal of trench warfare from World War I. It's at the Gold Star Museum, where our story is reported by IPR's Rick Fredrickson.
There are no more living veterans of World War I, but just in time for the 99th anniversary of America's involvement, Iowans will soon be able to experience what combat was like in the safety of a museum.
Museums have had to compete in the last couple of dozen years with, theater, theme parks, all kinds of entertainment.
Will Thompson is recreating a shelled French village in a $250,000 exhibit at Camp Dodge, which itself is a World War I relic. It served as a regional training center for thousands of troops heading off to Europe.
Museums don't usually have the budgets to afford them to do really high-tech and expensive kinds of displays that involve light and sound, and it's going to be a completely unique experience.
The feature attraction descends into the horrors of trench warfare, complete with 8 tracks of sound and subwoofers that will shake the ground in a simulated night scene.
It's dark in here, and it's lit by lanterns, and you hear the footsteps of men moving up and down the trench, and even the dirt from an explosion falling into the trench. Where you're standing will literally vibrate with the concussion of an artillery shell impacting.
Just like the infantrymen who fought here, visitors can look through periscopes and see actual film of World War I combat. Mike Vogt is curator of the Gold Star Museum.
The majority of the casualties occurred on the frontline trenches. Artillery was the big killer.
More than 3,500 Iowans died in World War I.
When the armies of Europe went to war in August of 1914, industry and scientific discoveries from the prior 3 decades went along with them, yielding murderous weapons like the machine gun, high-explosive artillery, rapid-fire artillery, magazine rifles, and the most dreadful weapon of all was poison gas.
The phrase "life in the trenches" originated during World War I, as did trench foot, the dreaded fungal disease caused by nonstop exposure to mud and water. Designer Will Thompson had forefathers who were in the trenches.
Doing a museum exhibit is not entirely entertainment, you know. It's here to teach people about the way circumstances really were. If I could get smells in here, I would. Blood and sweat and mud and gunpowder and tear gas and mustard gas and all that. But that might make it a little intolerable for visitors.
Among the other World War I artifacts is a 1918 Liberty truck, which could reach a top speed of 12 miles an hour. It's believed to be one of only 2 that are still in operating condition. The exhibition commemorating America's role in the Great War is set to open in early April. At Camp Dodge, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.